p.m. They're at 520 Fisher Road. You can call them and get your order in at 318-256-6662. You can get boiled crawfish, shrimp, snow crab legs, potatoes, corn, and sausage. Nobody does it better than Cook's.
Hi, this is Kelly Patty with Beauregard Specialty Center. Looking for a reliable healthcare provider in Leesville? Our clinic provides a wide range of primary care services, including sick visits, wellness exams, routine medical visits, lab draws, and occupational health services. We are a team of experienced healthcare professionals committed to providing high-quality care to our patients. Don't wait to prioritize your health. Call us today at 337-404-1708 to schedule an appointment. We're located at 931 Verone Terrace.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, don't forget, any movie, any time, any age, today at Parkway Cinema is only $6. They've got Civil War, The Omen, Godzilla vs. Kong, all playing right now at Parkway Cinema. You've thought about it for a long time. You're getting close to deciding if you want to add a swimming pool to your home. Well, before you make that decision, call Philip Pitt at Pleasure Pools, Highway 6 in Hagewood. 318-357-9000. For over 30 years, he's been building pools, installing liners, replacing liners, taking care of your pool. He'll come out to your house, give you a price on whatever type of pool you need, liner, gunite, fiberglass. He'll check out and see where you've got the right size to put it at, help you with all the financial information, and he's not a high-pressure salesman. He'll give you the facts, and you can take it from there. 318-357-9000. This is the year, maybe, for that swimming pool. My guest this morning is Dr. Cade Brumley, Superintendent of Education. Dr. Brumley, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. Always fun to be with you.
I appreciate you on the program. Got up this morning and read The Advocate. I never know why I read The Advocate. It's a very liberal paper, but I saw something there that interested me. There was a very strong-worded letter to the schools in Louisiana, pretty well saying you don't have to follow the federal guidelines on some of the new rules. Go through that with me.
Yeah, look, Ted, thanks. On Friday of last week, the Biden administration released new rules on Title IX. Basically, what's happening here is that they have inserted that schools must protect and make equal gender identity, as opposed to what we've long understood as the definition of Title IX, which is to not discriminate on the basis of biological sex. And so what this is really doing is opening the door for, one, First Amendment violations of the Constitution in schools. It's opening the door for discrimination against women because the longstanding civil rights protections that they've held under Title IX are now under attack, as biological men would be allowed to participate in women's sports. And then I think the third thing that it will do is it will put undue burdens on schools and school systems to create bureaucracies to police on their campus discrimination based on gender identity, which could mean something as simple as calling someone who you would ordinarily call Mr. Miss or Miss Mr. or Ma'am or Sir and getting those mixed up. And the next thing you know, you've got a federal lawsuit on your hands. And so what I have instructed school systems across the state of Louisiana to do is to just press pause. Do not change any of your policies or practices at this point. I'm working with the Attorney General of the state of Louisiana. I'm working with the Governor of the state of Louisiana. We're trying to read through this 1,500-page set of rules that the Biden administration released on Friday, and we want to be in a position to better understand those rules and then challenge the federal government as appropriate as it relates to the infringement upon the sovereignty of the state of Louisiana.
So here's my question: what can the federal government do? Withhold funding? Would that be their threat to Louisiana?
That would probably be the primary source, Ted. And so, just as an example, last year, the United States Department of Agriculture was essentially trying to convince school systems around the country that these laws, these new Title IX laws, are already in effect. And should schools not follow these laws, they were threatening federal lunch support for low-income kids. And so I sent the USDA a note, and I just said, look, are you serious with this? Like, you're seriously saying that if the state of Louisiana doesn't agree to this ideology that you're trying to impose, you're going to strip money from low-income kids so they can have breakfast and lunch? So, yes, Ted, I would say funding is one for meals, funding for extra supports for our students with disabilities from IDEA, funding for economically challenged communities and students that need a little extra support to maybe get where they need to be. And so everything, both in K-12 and even early care, daycare centers, as well as higher ed and colleges, is really at play here. And so I'm just thankful that, you know, I have a board that is willing to support me on this issue, a legislature willing to support us. Because they've already passed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. They're looking at other legislation this session, an AG willing to work with me and a governor. And I just think that right now what's important is that schools and school systems do not change their practices and give us a chance to further explore all options on how we're going to respond to this.
I think one thing all of us would agree with, we want everybody treated fairly. But are we getting to almost the silly level? I read where a student in another state was expelled from school because he used the term illegal alien in a report he had. I'm thinking that's the official title for someone in this country that's not here legal. Have we got silly with this?
Yeah, I mean, I read that as well, Ted, and I was certainly thankful that wasn't in the great state of Louisiana. But, I mean, it just goes against everything that we understand. And I was having conversations with a lady yesterday, and she was discussing the challenges decades ago that women faced to try to reach equality in activities. She specifically mentioned sports as well. And now to think that a biological male could just go enroll in any female sporting event and win that competition because of their natural characteristics, muscle tone, strength, etc., is really just ludicrous and should fly in the face of common sense, but also fly in the face of every dad out there with a daughter who sits on the softball field throwing balls, who goes to the gym in the evenings to watch her shoot free throws, goes and sits in those swimming lessons. And so it's just really crossing a line, and I'm thankful that we're in a state that is exploring options to challenge this.
One of the things that the Governor Landry's administration has done, and especially Liz Merle, Attorney General, she was with us last week talking about it, they're really working toward getting rid of this diversity program that's kind of tearing these universities and, quite frankly, schools apart. Are they making good progress?
Yeah, I think so. And what, you know, what we have to look at is the fact that some of these programs are really about not appreciating that there are differences in our society and not appreciating that everyone brings to the table a certain set of experiences and beliefs. But when you have to look at everything through a lens of what is different about all of us instead of where can we be united, united as a state, united as a country. In my world, united as a school, it creates problems. And many of these programs are simply about looking for differences within all of us, as opposed to looking at in areas where we can work together for the common good.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Cade Brumley, Superintendent of Education in Louisiana. Be back in a moment. It's that time of the year where that the air conditioning is going to start blowing cold air. At least you hope so. Do you need to get it checked? Maybe some Freon added. Maybe the coil's clean. Maybe just a good general checkout. Call Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call and mention that you heard the advertisement on the radio, they'll give you an additional 10% discount.
Nichols is your fishing headquarters. Drop by our sporting goods department and check out our huge assortment of rods and reels. Great brands like Abu Garcia, Luz, B&M, Shimano. Need bait and tackle? We've got hooks by Eagle Claw, lures by Strike King, Rattle Trap, Bandit, and Norman. Custom baits by Gary Yamamoto and Yum. Keep it all together with a new tackle box by Plano. Trolling motors by Minn Kota and boat accessories by Atwood. Before you go to the lake, head over to your local Nichols store.
This is Trotter LaFollette from Manny, Louisiana. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in secondary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Sabine Parish, I hope that you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. Fork 'em.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Four decades we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
You know, for over 100 years, you've been depending on Nichols in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny for just about everything you need. From clothing, sporting goods, boots, shoes, decorating, they do it all. Stop by Nichols store today. Get what you need at Nichols. Dr. Cade Brumley is our guest this morning, and you have launched a Let Teachers Teach workshop in an effort to kind of rule down on teachers having to do everything except teach. First off, what's the objective here, and how's it going?
Well, you spelled it out in a great way, Ted, that, you know, unfortunately they're having to do so many things other than teach. And, you know, I have conversations with teachers all the time, obviously, and, you know, they will frequently say, hey, we need to be compensated fairly, and certainly they do. And, you know, I'm a champion for always looking for opportunities to increase teacher pay. But, you know, even equal to that, what they say is, look, we have so many trainings, we have so many bureaucratic requirements. We have to sometimes teach scripted lessons. We don't have the ability to utilize the art of teaching. And we're dealing with student behavior sometimes that completely keeps us from teaching and other kids from learning. And so what I did is I pulled together a group of about 30-plus educators. I named Louisiana's Teacher of the Year as the chair of the group, and I said, look, let's get together. Let's be really focused on those three issues, excessive paperwork and bureaucracy, scripting of lessons, and disruptions in the classroom, and let's come up with a set of solutions that can make life better on the teacher. And I told them at the beginning, I said, look, I want to go into this knowing that student outcomes have to remain number one. So I don't want to do anything to compromise the student outcome. But what can we do here to make the life better for a classroom teacher? And so we've met four or five times, I think so far over the last couple of months. And within the next week or so, we will be releasing a set of policy recommendations to go to school systems across the state, to go to our state board of education, and to go to the legislature. Of what we believe to be some solutions to some of the challenges that teachers are facing. And so look forward to pushing those out over the next couple of weeks, and then hoping to see school systems and the state respond so that teachers can teach and do the job that they're hired to do.
But you're going up against the bureaucracy of government. That's not an easy task.
No, I mean, look, the establishment and the way things are always done is consistently a challenge to press upon. But I'm really thankful for the teachers across the state of Louisiana. I mean, Harvard and Stanford, for example, just released a study a couple weeks ago and basically said of all the states in the country, only three states have recovered from the pandemic academically. And in fact, they call Louisiana's work a remarkable accomplishment. And that happened because of our kids in the state of Louisiana, the teachers, the policymakers. But we still have a long way to go. And this particular work group is situated to try to find solutions to problems and challenges that I hear from classroom teachers.
Do you remember Frankie Howard, state representative?
I do. Yes, sir.
Frankie Howard always had the saying that when the Louisiana legislative session was going on, there was nobody in Louisiana safe. He may have known what he was talking about. Okay, legislative sessions going on. A lot of the sessions evolving around education. Tell me the good, bad, and ugly of the legislative session.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can appreciate Mr. Howard's comments there. I mean, for me, it's a sun up to sun down and beyond exercise with the legislative session. But we have quality legislators in the state of Louisiana trying to do good work. Education is an emphasis. I would say some of the main examples. One, we're trying to create policy and generate funding so that kids across the state that need additional support can get tutoring services, whether it's during the day or after hours. I think one of the signature pieces of the governor's education package is educational savings accounts, which I know can be controversial, but basically puts parents in the driver's seat of determining, you know, where their child can be educated and making sure the money follows the child. Again, that was a signature piece of Governor Landry's campaign and his education package. And so a lot of moving parts right now legislatively. There is, on the financial end, you know, I'm trying to secure funding for differentiated compensation for teachers, meaning where school systems struggle for, like, high school math teachers, science teachers, special ed. In some communities, it's more difficult to staff schools, performance of high-quality teachers, so that systems have some money to pay those teachers more in a very market-based approach. We're also supporting the executive budget request of the governor to provide a stipend for teachers, I believe, of $2,000 and $1,000 for support personnel. So just a lot of things happening legislatively right now, a lot of moving parts, and we're trying to, as much as possible, keep focus on reading, math, you know, rethinking those high schools, elevating the teaching profession, and expanding choice options for families.
One thing we don't hear a lot about that I think is probably the biggest message in education, Louisiana is no longer 48th in the nation. You made some gigantic strides in the quality of education. Where do we stand now?
Well, again, really thankful for the work that's happened across the state. I just get to talk about the movement. You know, on the nation's report card, Louisiana led the country in fourth grade reading growth, number one in the country in reading growth. We moved overall from 46 in the country, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Now we're down to 42. If we look at U.S. News and World Reports, we're at 41 in the country. And so, look, we are on the verge. I know this is people can take this in different ways, but we are on the verge of being in the 30s for national rankings in education. And so we're trying to be really smart about the targets and making sure that every kid has access to a high-quality teacher, making sure that they're focused on ABC and 1, 2, 3 as much as possible. And I think we can get there. But I do want to credit, again, to teachers across the state, policy leaders in local communities and across the state, and certainly kids and families. But we have a long way to go because we've been long challenged educationally. But it's good to see some progress, I know that.
Great start. Congratulations on the job you're doing. Friends, colleges, colleagues, and former students established a scholarship to honor a retired professor from the Louisiana Scholars College at Northwestern State University. Dr. Holly Stave, a longtime professor of English, had a profound influence on many of her students as professor, mentor, and friend. Now, scholarships has been established to honor her. If you'd like to participate, you can do so at Northwestern State University, providing excellence in education.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
With loads of gorgeous home decor and specialty items, Quality Wood Furniture can assist you in decorating your home with only the best of real wood furniture. Walk through their magnificent heirloom or legacy-making furniture that will last for generations to come. Kitchen items, TV stands, dough bowls, cutting boards, and many other specialty items, all for a great price. Magical memory-making children's items, unique walking sticks. Find them on Facebook or at QualityWoodFurniture.com. Located 8049 Highway 171 in Leesville.
Sunblock is your premier window tint shop, and we specialize in commercial and residential tinting, too. We have high-quality Sunscape window film and offer a variety of shades and colors to choose from. Sunscape window film creates a safe, energy-efficient environment for your home or business. Call us to schedule a free consultation and quote at 239-9055. Sunblock on Highway 171 South in Leesville.
My name is Amelia Mitchell, and I have an important message to share. My auntie and I need your help to keep Sabine clean. Don't throw trash at your window or put signs on the road. Litter makes our home look dirty. Adults should be a good example for kids and stop littering. Please pick up trash that you see on the ground. We're always watching. Show us how to keep Sabine clean. Sponsored by Taliban Lake Country.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
If you're ready to get a examination of your eyes, the perfect place to go to is Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Why? Because they've got 14 locations with terrific doctors at all locations to serve you. Locations include Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery. Call them up and set up an appointment, 318-487-2020, or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Our guest this morning is Dr. Cade Brumley, Dr. Bromley, you've launched a task force focused on safe, responsible, and effective use of artificial intelligence in education. Are we there yet with the artificial intelligence?
Well, I think AI is not the future. It's here. It's with us. And so what I wanted to do is pull together some teachers, some industry professionals, some cybersecurity experts, and have them start to develop a set of guidelines for teachers in the state of Louisiana. So what they are doing is they're trying to create a framework for which teachers can operate using AI in classrooms, because what we don't want to do is run from it. Because it is not just the future, it is the present. But at the same time, we have to do everything possible to keep students and teachers safe, keep their personal information and their data safe, and we have to safely use these new tools. So what we're trying to do is just come out with a set of guidelines for teachers.
One thing I've learned a long time ago, kids are really smart. So do we have concerns that somewhere in the near future, some 16-year-old young man, a young lady, has an assignment to write an essay, and he has artificial intelligence write that for him?
I'm not concerned about that in the future. I'm concerned about that today. I think in many ways that's one of the issues for which we're trying to solve. But even in that very good example, Ted, I mean, we need to think about, you know, as students learn to write now, How can the technology be assistive to them in doing that? And so this is all a new world for all of us. It is really mind-blowing. We used to just think about AI as, you know, kind of a black and white type thing of it can do this, but it can't do that. But what we're seeing is that the technology is entering into the gray space and taking on the arts. As an example, literature as an example, and it's definitely a new world. As a classroom teacher, it's certainly something that I never had to deal with. And so we're just trying to call some experts together to give teachers a little bit of help here.
Dr. Kate Brumley is our guest, and this time last year we were talking about a high school ladies softball, and your brother is a coach at Converse. They won the state championship. Well, we're here again, and we're broadcasting the game this weekend. They're back in the playoffs.
Yeah, really excited for my brother. Really excited for the Lady Cats. Interesting matchup coming up Friday. It's a rematch of the state finals last year, but this year in the semifinals, they're not going to catch Quitman off guard this year. Quitman knows what the Lady Cats can do, and last year, you know, a little bit biased here, but I think Quitman got out coached. Hopefully the Lady Cats can do it again and bring another state championship home back to Converse.
Well, we wish Converse the best of luck. Don't forget to catch that game. Also, Manny in the playoff will have that on one of our other stations as well. Dr. Brumley, thanks so much for sharing your time.
Thanks for having me, and always good to talk to the good people back home.
Hi, this is Kelly Patty with Beauregard Specialty Center. Looking for a reliable healthcare provider in Leesville? Our clinic provides a wide range of primary care services, including sick visits, wellness exams, routine medical visits, lab draws, and occupational health services. We are a team of experienced healthcare professionals committed to providing high-quality care to our patients. Don't wait to prioritize your health. Call us today at 337-404-1708 to schedule an appointment. We're located at 931 Verone Terrace.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. Are you looking for a tractor? Maybe need some welding done? Bowles Welding and Tractor can take care of both. Shreveport Highway,